Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back and good morning. We are out live today in Allen Park. Lions practice getting set to get underway, and we are fortunate enough to be joined by Scotty Montgomery, assistant head coach, wide receiver coach. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys?
We're doing great.
A little steamy, but we'll make it.
Yeah, it is. It's a little bit more steamy. I thought the shade would make it look really cool in here, but it is
nope.
A little bit sticky.
No, so your attire, I'm questioning the,
yeah, that's a bold move.
The long pants,
yeah. All
hoodie.
Black.
It's camp, man. You got to put yourself through. I got to get callous too, right?
You gotta so get we're, the feeling
you know,
of playing.
I got to get in shape too. It's not easy to stand around and look at great players all day.
So let's talk about that, right? You go from coaching running backs, where you have this tandem, Sonic and Knuckles,
yeah.
And now you go coach receivers, and it's not ho hum. You got a great room over there,
man. You know, sometimes you just get blessed. You got people praying for you. The best thing about being a great coach is the players that you get a chance to coach, really, they make you better.
What have you learned about this group of receivers that maybe you didn't know when you were in the running back room?
Man, they're hungry for knowledge. Even Saint, just the time that we are able to spend, whether it's texting, whether it's FaceTime, whether it's in the meeting room, before the meeting even starts, you know, you got guys 20 to 30 minutes, just their thirst for knowledge and the game and the continual want to grow and scheme.
Now, this is actually more your background. You played receiver. You coached receivers in Pittsburgh, bunch of great names there. Do you feel more at home coaching the receivers?
You know, I think that anywhere that, you know, where I'm in the classroom, any position that I've coached or any time on the grass, I just think I'm at home with football, man. It's just it's been a blessing to be around, you know, this for most of the entirety of my life and the people that I've been able to be around. So, just really happy to have an opportunity.
So some of the guys in that room, we could spend all day talking about a lot of them, but I want to start with J-Mo.
Yeah.
John Morton said this could be a breakout year for J-Mo, and Dan Campbell has alluded to that as well. He's a 1,000-yard receiver. What does a breakout year look like for a guy that's already been a 1,000-yard receiver?
Consistency. You know, consistency, not just in the, from a standpoint of playing in the game, but practice, leading some of his teammates, the younger guys in the room. You know, that's what it's going to look like. And to this point, on where we are in the off season or moving kind of through training camp here, and this guy's been awesome. Scheme-wise, bringing his teammates along with him and then holding himself to a different level of accountability and growing his route tree.
The younger guys, Tesla, Lovett, rookies, what have you seen impressions?
Excited. You know, you have to pass all these tests, you know, when you come in as young players. First thing you got to do is you got to be able to be quiet long enough to remain in the locker room. All right. And then there's the test of how can I learn the playbook and how can I soak all that in. Then you have to come out on the grass, compete against these grown men. But the biggest test that you have to pass is when you put the pads on. And they've done a good job so far.
I'm sure Brad talked to you about, you know, your evaluation of the receivers coming out. Has Tesla been able to confirm to you, whether it's been in mini camps, it's been OTAs, now that you got the pads on, what you saw from him in college?
Yeah, so, you know, he had a little bit of a slow off season because he had some little injuries that were going on that they were, you know, we moved through that. And then what we were able to see now is that his length, his speed, his ability to track the ball down the field, and because he's so big, his physicality now is starting to show up. We didn't even get a chance to see all of that from the tape. It was just a great evaluation by those guys. And then now when we got him here, we just continue to know that there's more that he can do than we thought even in the beginning.
He's got to earn it, but what do you forecast a role for him looking like in this offense?
Man, it's hard. You know, one thing he's got to realize is that the guys around him are going to hold him to a high standard. You know, what we want from him is that when we ask him to go hit safeties at this point in time, he's got to go hit safeties. When we give him a chance to go catch the football and make it on the perimeter or in the interior, he has to show us consistency and being able to do that. He'll carve out his own role.
You mentioned the leadership that J-Mo has showed in there. Obviously, Amon-Ra St. Brown, I'm sure he's doing everything he's always done. But when you're installed and all of those things are going on, how much of this offense or terminology is different under John Morton than it was under Ben Johnson?
Yeah, I mean, there's things, of course, that we've changed. There's no doubt about it. And then there's some things that we maybe have kept the same. It's really the comfortability of the players, kind of Johnny being able to connection of that, of him being able to spit it out a certain way and then them being able to receive it. So it was a great job of those guys mixed and just kind of meeting in the middle with a lot of those things.
How's the relationship between, and I wouldn't expect you to know it, between Goff and John Morton, but between the receivers? We always heard that Ben was this guy that would talk to everyone, that would communicate, this is going well, this isn't going well, this is what we want to do. How do you see that relationship developing between the players and yourself, but also the players and John Morton?
And this is, you know, this is what this is about, training camp. It's not just us communicating in the classroom or on the grass, but we got to continue to hold each other accountable in everything that we do. So I can tell you from the beginning of spring to where we are now, the level of accountability, but also our level of communication and reducing the amount of talking that we have to do to get our job done has been going really, really well.
John, you asked about how the offense without Ben Johnson. If Lions fans, when they watch this season, what are they going to notice that would be different, the biggest difference without Ben Johnson?
You know, that's hard. That's hard for me to say. You know, I'm so engulfed in what we're doing on a daily basis. You know, there are guys that are taking major steps offensively for us. Sain has been fantastic. Gibbs continues to grow. You know, Leaf has had a fantastic offense. Sam Laporta is back. You know, so all of these things and these pieces, there may be places that we can grow that we don't even know yet. We're still in the process of trying to figure that out.
You mentioned Gibbs. You're not done working with him, right? I mean, the idea that he could be catching passes in a different role this year, can we see him playing a little receiver in addition to running back?
I think you can see him playing just about anything that we can get him to football at, because he is he's talented. But one of the things that people don't know about Gibby is that he can learn the offense from every perspective. He knows the receiver position. He knows the back positions. You call a play, you can throw him in any position, and he can go play. It makes you very valuable.
So any coach that I've ever known, especially guys that are former players, there's a specific goal that they want to accomplish on a daily basis. What are you looking for? What are you trying to accomplish with these guys today?
You know, so you see a lot, you see a little, you see a little, you see a lot, right? So today my focus is going to be directly connected to two things: how they're handling press coverage and footwork in releases. I'm really going to try to hone in on that today. Our drills will kind of show that, just our footwork at the top of the routes. But also, you know, just the things of, I'm watching that today. I can go watch the rest of it on tape, but I'm going to be all over their footwork and their releasability today.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, real people tell their stories live on stage.
I burst into tears. And I wasn't sure if I was crying because I hadn't been kissed in a really long time, or if I had just never been kissed like that before.
To hear fascinating, heartbreaking, and sometimes hilarious stories from astronauts, teachers, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
When you're talking in regards to some of those things, Amon-Ra St. Brown has done this at a high level for a number of years now. How do you coach him up? And is it different than talking to a guy like Isaac Tesla, who's still trying to figure out what's going on in this offense? How do you address a guy of his talent, his ability, and his accomplishments?
Man, the one thing, only the players, they only want one thing. Can you make me better? Right? So I'm coaching him just as hard as I'm coaching a young player, but his is more connected to efficiency. How can I make him more efficient in the top of his breaks, with his hands, at catch point? All these things I'm putting a huge magnifying glass on, and if we can get him to get just 1 inch better, I mean, it'll be a hell of a year. So it's just maintaining his efficiency in the way that he works, and taking care of his body. You know, I'm a little bit older, so I know that you know, you can beat receivers down, and hopefully, you know, we won't do that to him.
Talking to Lions assistant coach Scotty Montgomery, working with the receivers. If you could take us inside, every team's different, right? Last year it was trying to overcome losing the NFC title game. This year, what is kind of the message you guys have given this team as you guys are now into camp?
Man, finish. Just finish. Like, and every time we take the field, we need to get better. We have to get better. We're going to sharpen ourselves. It's been a very physical camp. But, you know, we got to finish, and that's in all situations.
When do you flip the switch? And obviously, hey, there's four preseason games, which is, you know, when you and I played, you probably still had four, maybe even five if you played in the Hall of Fame game.
Yep.
When do you make the switch, or how often do you start thinking about the Vikings, the Bears, Kansas City, Cincinnati, some of those teams that are coming up that are going to pose a lot of challenges to you guys?
A lot of times, a lot of that work is done in the offseason, kind of leading up to it, right? But right now, we're singly focused on trying to get these guys to play as a team, but also play well and give them an opportunity to make it. But we do have those thoughts. There's no question about it. When we get to the latter part of training camp, we'll do a sweep on some teams again, and we'll get started.
Do you like having the four preseason games?
I can't wait until our guys.
You can say no, it's okay.
I can't wait to see our guys play this year. How about
that? Who are you looking at in terms of – I'm sure we won't see Amon-Ra St. Brown. We won't see some of these guys in the preseason. It's just been the way that Dan has operated things. But young guys, who stood out to you? Who should we be looking for on Thursday night?
Man, that's the million-dollar question. This game, usually a star will be born that you didn't know anything about, right? And hopefully one or two of these guys that we know that we've drafted, of course, will have a chance to play and play well. But there's always somebody hanging back in the bushes that's going to pop out. I think I got a good idea of who a few of those guys are, but I don't want to steal any of their shine before it happens.
All right, fair enough. Scotty Montgomery, appreciate your time. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, guys.
It's 97.1.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Heart Starts Pounding, Horrors, Hauntings, and Mysteries is a weekly podcast hosted by me, Kaylin Moore. Check out Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.